welcome to this special episode of We the People. At a time when, finally, India has got something to be happy about. It's been a depressing time in many other ways, but if there's one thing that's made us all smile, it's our sportsmen and women who have done us proud in the Olympics. This time, it was the largest ever contingent of participants in the Olympics, and it's been the largest ever tally of records for India at 6. Many people may ask why 6 is considered such a fantastic number for a country of 1 billion plus. But the fact is, these are truly, ladies and gentlemen, our self-made success stories. They don't have godfathers and people willing to give them a kick up. They have clambered their way up to the top. So before we start, a big round of applause for all the people here who have done us so very proud. And I'm going to start today with somebody who has set a record of sorts, because he's won 2 consecutive medals. He won a medal last time, he's won a silver this time. Sushil Kumar, amazing story there. Sushil Kumar ji, aap se shuru karungi. Ab logon ki taaliyan band hi nahi ho rahi hai, main kya karun? Aapse puchna chahungi ki aapki jo apni kahani hai, bahut ek inspiring kahani hai. Ye bhi suna ki aapki family ne aapko roz मक्खन और दूध खिलाकर आके एक पहलवान बनाया, ये सच है?
हाँ, बिल्कुल सच है. और कुश्ती में जितने भी पहलवान हैं, उनके पेरेंट्स का, माता पिता का बहुत ज्यादा उनका सहयोग रहता है, उनको आगे बढ़ाने में उनके गुरु का बहुत साथ रहता है. तो मैं बहुत भाग्यशाली हूँ कि मेरे को अच्छे गुरु मिले हैं, अच्छे माता पिता मिले हैं और अच्छे साथी भी मिले हैं मेरे को, जब भी मैं ये काम कर पाया.
पर आपकी कहानी, आपके फादर क्या करते थे? बस चलाते थे.
हाँ, मेरे पिताजी अभी भी MTNL में हैं, वो ड्राइवर हैं और उन्होंने बहुत मेहनत की है मेरे को एक अच्छा रेसलर बनाने के लिए.
कभी आपने सोचा, आप, दिस इज द ग्रेट इंडियन स्टोरी, द सन ऑफ अ बस ड्राइवर हु इज नाउ अ 2-time मेडलिस्ट एट द ओलंपिक्स, कभी सोचा ये सपना आपका पूरा होगा जब बच्चे थे आप?
नहीं, बच्चा था जब तो बस यही था कि हाँ, एक अच्छा पहलवान बनना है. हमारे एक पहलवान था जो वर्ल्ड कैडेट में पहली बार फर्स्ट आया था, वो राकेश फंटी नाम था उसका. हाँ. तो उनको देख के बहुत सीख मिली कि हाँ, इंटरनेशनल लेवल पर हम भी खेलें और हम भी देश के लिए मेडल जीतें.
अच्छा, आगे बढ़ने से पहले ये तो पूछना जरूरी है कि आपको बहुत हमें डर लगा कि आप डिस्क्वालिफाई हो जाएंगे बिकॉज यू बिट योर ओपोनेंट्स हियर, वो सच्ची में हुआ था क्या?
नहीं, ऐसा नहीं था. ऐसा होता तो हमें मेडल नहीं मिलता. वो उसमें मुझे फाउल देते, वो क्वेश्चन देते और मेडल नहीं होता हमारा. वो पूरी जूरी होती है रेसलिंग में और कुश्ती रुकवा के उन्होंने देखा, सभी रेफरियों ने, जजों ने मेरे फेवर में फैसला दिया और जब ही हमें वो मेडल जीत पाए.
एनीवे, वी आर वेरी प्राउड ऑफ यू सुशील. एंड अनदर पर्सन हु हैज बिकम ऑलमोस्ट द स्वीटहार्ट ऑफ इंडिया इज मेरी कॉम. एंड यू नो व्हाट, शी वाज अ 5-time वर्ल्ड चैंपियन बिफोर एज वेल, अ मदर ऑफ ट्विंस, शी हैज हैड द लास्ट वर्ड ऑन एनी डिबेट अराउंड फेमिनिज्म. Mary, I want to ask you, you know, you were such a champ even before, but it's only this time that the country and the world really noticed you in this way. Sometimes did you feel bad that why isn't India noticing me more earlier? Did you feel bad?
Of course, I'm feeling very bad. Everyone, every sports person, like cricket, lawn tennis, you know,
they get all the attention.
Yes. And I was 5-time world champion. No one's know me. Even when I go for a shopping and even I traveling, you know, no one's recognizing me. So I'm feeling very bad, very upset. I'm very hurt. Yeah. So I promise myself when I get you know, medal in the Olympic, then everyone will be knowing me. So right now now everyone is recognizing me, so I'm
now you can't go shopping.
I hope I will not. I cannot go shopping. I cannot walk around.
Yeah. Well, good for you. But I have to say another amazing story. You grew up the daughter of farmers. Your husband's father was killed by insurgents in Manipur. You have often spoken up actively on behalf of the Northeast, of which you're a proud Manipuri. Mm. And your mother used to cry initially when she used to see you in the boxing ring. She used to think you'll get very hurt, no?
Yeah.
And now what does she say?
She came and watched this Olympic match. Even my husband told me that she never seen your bout.
She's never seen you bout?
Yeah.
She's never seen you fighting before?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, it's very scared. She doesn't want to see the bout if I'm winning or losing.
She thinks you're getting clobbered, basically. She doesn't know you're clobbering everybody else. Well, Ajay Markal, it's a time when people don't like politicians usually, but they've given you credit for being a hands-on minister, live-tweeting through the games. How important was it for you to shed the Neta ki topi and just be a cheerleader for India?
I did what naturally, as an Indian, I thought I should do. I was not there in Olympics as a sports minister. I was there as an Indian cheering, holding Indian flag, cheering as any other Indian would do there.
Yeah.
So that is it. I think every one of our ministers should behave like an Indian first and then a minister, then a Neta. So that is what everyone should do like.
So when it comes to politics, we'd like to see the Neta ki topi going, but we'd also like to see the Lal Batti going. Which is and by that I mean a metaphor for an approach to sports. You know, we want less politicians in sports. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
It's a bit weird to have politicians
absolutely
so involved in federations.
Absolutely. And I have always very strongly felt, and that's why I brought in sports bill also as soon as I took over. It was just last year. Politicians should have nothing to do with the sports federations. Sports federation should at best be run by people who know about the sports and the sports persons themselves. So that is why I have brought in a sports bill, and I am hopeful that it would see light of the day.
Well, it
and
hasn't yet. It's been,
it hasn't
it's
yet,
been
but
sent back by many of your colleagues who don't like what you're doing.
Yes, it's cutting across party line that people are opposed because the vested interests are everywhere. So, but I very strongly feel that the sports bill will definitely see light of the day, and we'll get rid of people who have been holding the post since decades and decades all together and doing nothing.
For you, what was the most remarkable about these champs sitting next to you?
They are all world beaters. Each and every of 81 of these athletes who have competed, they are all world beaters, because not many people know how difficult is it even to compete for Olympics. They have to undergo a number of competitions, win number of matches, then only they can. So it is a process, and they've all worked so hard, and then to qualify for the finals or to win a medal is something which
it's a fight against the odds.
Absolutely. And it is not very easy for them, and each and every one of them have a story to tell which would motivate all Indians
absolutely
all across.
Absolutely. Gagan, how hard is the battle? I know that there are times when all of you have got cynical. Lagta hai ki bas ab nahi karna. You know, just give it up. Did that ever happen to you?
Yeah, quite a bit. I mean, there were times when I had things going for me, and there were times when I didn't have things going for me, and I was running around from pillar to post for sponsorships and stuff. But it was quite frustrating, and then I decided that I must stop looking for help and start helping myself and just focus on what I do best and let my gun do the talking.
And you did let your gun do the talking, right? The one thing that strikes you about these Olympics, you know, we're a country that is now celebrating 6 medals, and there are people saying 6 is too few. What would you say? It's double the last Olympics, we should say that.
But yeah, absolutely. I think it's a dawn of a new sporting era in the country, because if we didn't have 6, then the opinion of the nation would have been very different. But we have 6 now, and now is the time to build on the momentum from here and take 6 to 10 or 15 in the next Olympics.
योगेश्वर जी, आपकी जो परिवार है वो सारे टीचर्स थे, पर आप तो आ गए स्पोर्ट्स में, रेसलिंग में, ये कैसे हुआ?
देखिए, मुझे नहीं पता वो क्या चाहते थे, क्योंकि उन्हें कभी नहीं कहा तुझे ये बनना है। मैं 7-8 साल का जब अखाड़े में गया पहली बार, मेरे को ये भी नहीं पता कि कुश्ती क्या है कुछ, बस मैं बच्चों के साथ खेलते हुए था उधर, वही मन लग गया। उसके बाद घर को परिवार वालों को मेरे ख्याल में 1 साल बाद पता लगा कि मैं अखाड़े में जाता हूँ। सुबह 4 बजे उठ के चला जाता था मैं, दरवाजा खोला कुंडी वो चला गया। उसके बाद परिवार काफी टाइम बाद पता लगा कि हाँ ऐसे हो रहा है कभी, हाँ उसके बाद जब उन्हें पता लगा कि हाँ बेटा अखाड़े में जाता, कभी मना नहीं किया, हाँ सपोर्ट की। और हमारे गांव में ये है कि पता लगता है कि बच्चा अखाड़े में जाता है तो उसको जरूर चाहिए, आप चाहे भूखे सोएं कुछ भी करें, और वही मेरे साथ था। उसके बाद मैं दिल्ली अखाड़े में आया, सुशील और मैं एक साथ रह रहे हैं।
हाँ।
यही है कि पूरे परिवार ने उसके बाद काफी सहयोग दिया, और बस ये चाहा कि हाँ अब इसको कुछ बनाना।
कभी कभी लगा कि नहीं करना, हो गया बहुत?
देखिए, कभी कभी भी ऐसा नहीं करना, क्योंकि और 2004 के बाद 8 के बाद तो ये था कि कुछ भी हो जाए पदक लाना है, क्योंकि काफी नजदीक से पदक गया मेरे
जी.
उसके बाद इंजरी हुई, फिर बस ये था कि हाँ वापसी करनी है, ऐसा कुछ हो जाए लंदन का मौका अच्छे जाना चाहिए, और आज मैं यहाँ बैठा हूँ उस पदक की बदौलत.
सुशील जी, आपने आपको कभी ऐसे लगा कि नहीं होगा?
कुश्ती में सभी जो है मध्यम परिवार से आते हैं, और मध्यम परिवार से मैं भी था, किसान परिवार से था, दादाजी थे वो किसान थे, तो बस यही था उनको कि भाई हाँ ये बच्चा कुछ करे, आगे खेले. गांव घर में कैसी भी स्थिति थी, वो मेरे को जरूर मिला है, मेरे को बहुत अच्छे से उन्होंने रखा है, तो मुझे बहुत अच्छा हमेशा साथ भी मिला है. ऐसे योगेश्वर है, परवेश है, नरेंद्र है, परमजीत है, तो सभी ये मतलब इतना सपोर्ट करते हैं, तो बहुत भाग्यशाली मानता हूँ अपने आप को कि अच्छे साथी भी मिले मेरे को जब भी मैं मेडल जीत पाया.
Gopi Chand, you've been a sporting champ and you've been the creator of another champ in Saina Nehwal. But you have also spoken about how at times Saina would get disheartened and the tough thing for a coach is to just keep it going. How nervous were you for her?
I think it was important because for us, especially the Olympics is a big thing because one, it comes in 4 years and the whole focus is on us. So sometimes you lose the focus or you start getting nervous. But it's important as a coach to put a reality check on that. So it's very important that your preparation should be precise and perfect. But when you go out there and play, you still have to remain relaxed. And as a coach, it's important that you keep emphasizing that point, that at the end of the day, it's sport and you're going to win some and lose some. So just go out there and go for it.
And how do you see India's performance this time?
Fabulous. I think
really? Six medals, fabulous?
Fantastic.
Why?
If you look at the progress which we have done, and I think across sports, I think for the first time, if you look at, we have a badminton medal, shooting continues to give us medals,
yeah.
We've had wrestling continue to give us medals, and we've added boxing also in the last two games. So it's just the beginning, and I would say if you look at it a little deeper, I think there are a few of us from the contingent who've lost medals by small margins,
yeah.
And that's also big. We are a nation which have started to do well, and it's just the beginning, and I'm very excited about what's going to come for.
Sounds great. Now, one of the things before we start taking your questions, I want to ask you, Mary. As I said in the beginning, you've made us all smile at a time when we're quite depressed about other things. And one of the things we're very depressed about is what we are seeing happening with many students and professionals from the Northeast leaving the cities that they work in, be it Bangalore, Pune, Mumbai, Chennai, because they're scared. Because they're scared of what's happened in Assam will have some impact on them. Even though Parliament has come together and said, please don't go, what would you say to your fellow citizens from your part of the country who are scared today, who are leaving these cities that they live in?
Well, when I heard this kind of problem, you know, I'm also not happy. I'm also feeling that I'm really upset for them. I cannot be focused in my training when I heard this this kind of problem. I want to say that I want to
reach out to them. And, yeah,
yeah, and also I want, you know, if they are supporting me, then if Indian is have a peaceful love, then I can go ahead in my future.
Yeah.
I can achieve in my future. Otherwise, I cannot be, you know, I cannot continue.
Did you ever feel that you were treated badly for being from the Northeast? Because you've spoken in the past sometimes about racist comments and so on.
Well,
kabhi bura laga?
Of course. Bura to bura hi lagega. Every is just asks to the audience also.
Yeah.
From the Northeast.
Yeah. What they experience.
Yeah. Even when I start boxing, other states
would make fun.
Like, yeah, they make fun and they treating very badly, you know. They giving bad comments. I'm very straightforward. I never fight to them. I request them, oh guy, please don't say like that, don't talk like that. I'm also Indian. I'm doing this and that. So if you talking like that, I will not go, you know. I'm requesting them.
Yeah.
My heart is full of India. So I'm participating this and that. So don't treat it like this. Don't talk like this.
Yeah. And today all of India loves you, right?
Now Everyone's loved me. I'm so happy, you know. Every religion is praying for me when I fight the in the ring.
Absolutely. And Ajay Makan, it's so moving to hear this actually. And sports is the great leveler. Bhasha ka farak nahi padta aur jaat paat ka farak nahi padta, region ka farak nahi padta, English, Hindi, whatever, it equalizes it. Sort of performance, only your performance matters. It's perhaps the only true merit driven profession in this country. Absolutely. But I want your political perspective. What's happening with the Northeast? And on the other hand, in the same week, here's our heroine, Mary Kom. How do we understand this paradox?
It's so unfortunate, you know. And moreover, as far as sports is concerned, Northeast is powerhouse of Indian sports. And particularly Manipur. I think perhaps not many people know, in the national games, just concluded national games, Manipur came first in the sports. So if India has to be a big sports power in the world, then it has to be with the help of Manipur or with the help of Northeastern states.
And absolutely, I think the Mary Kom story is so important to remember at a time when India needs to reach out to people from the Northeast and say we're one country. Because this is an amazing woman who apologized to India for not winning a gold. Why did you say sorry?
Well,
you wanted that gold.
when I was in the, you know, in the Olympic time, yeah. Everyone's gold medal. Even I won a gold medal. I just want to give a gold to my country, you know. So,
Sushil ji, kitna pressure hota hai? कितना आपने भी बोला कि गोल्ड होना चाहिए था, सिल्वर काफी नहीं है.
नजदीक पहुंच के तो सभी ये सोचते हैं कि मैं गोल्ड लूं, तो संतुष्टि करनी चाहिए आदमी को कि हाँ अब सिल्वर आया है तो आगे गोल्ड लेंगे. तो इस तरीके का वो रखना चाहिए मन में कि हाँ, ये नहीं कि हाँ अभी नहीं आया तो अब जिंदगी खराब खत्म हो जाती है. आगे कोशिश करो, आगे गोल्ड लेंगे.
Gagan, how much is the performance anxiety? Well, bronze also doesn't get to be good enough. It's the Olympics, for God's sake.
Well, it's the mother of all sport. It's probably the most watched game on the planet, and the kind of pressure and the kind of aura around the Olympics is greater. That's what puts pressure on you. And I think in our sport, it's very solitary. You have to keep your emotions in control. You can't get aggressive. You can't think beyond the second you are living at the moment. You can't go beyond. You can't imagine that, okay, you have two more shots and you're thinking about the medal already and on the podium. I mean, when I was there in the final, my heart rate was probably 140 or 150, and the wrong move or even a blink of an eye could make a difference between gold and eighth position. So the pressure
is
immense.
It's a mental battle,
mental
really.
Sport.
All right, let's take some questions.
Hi. First, I would like to congratulate all of you for making India so proud. Next, I have a question to Mr. Ajay Makan. What is the government doing to identify the talent that we have in our country? Because I'm very sure there are a lot of people out there who are good at a lot of different sports.
Let me add a question there. And that question is that, you know, you have said that private money and corporate money is really important, but you feel a lot of corporations are doing this to build their brands and not because they're interested. And how dependent is the government really on the private sector? Because you've often made the point that most people continue to have jobs and employment in public sector undertakings in the government.
Well, the first thing is, out of 81 athletes who qualified for London, 65 are working in government jobs, which means private sector is nowhere. So private sector, when they talk about CSR, corporate social responsibility, they look only at cricket or they look only at the champions. They do not come and sponsor the budding players. I know Mary Kom didn't find a sponsor earlier. Now she is a bronze medalist.
Everyone
wants now Mary Kom to come and endorse the product. So the private sector is into brand building. The private sector should come forward and take sports building as its more important component of CSR rather than their own brand building.
What is the government's biggest
failure? I think that we don't have tasks cut out amongst the state governments and the central government. Sports is a state subject. As far as the talent scouting at the lowest level is concerned, it should be done at the lowest level, at the school level.
Let me ask Gopichand, because you run an academy, you're a coach. Is money the biggest issue? What is the biggest issue you faced as a coach and running an academy?
I think everybody today looks at sport only at the cream level. There's not anything happening at the grassroots level.
Yeah.
infrastructure is not looked at.
Yeah.
Coaching staff is not looked at. If I were to pick one thing,
yeah,
I think infrastructure and grassroots level coaching. Nobody is accountable, responsible. It's nobody's job. It's all interlinked. It's state government, central yeah. government, universities, PSUs, CSR, yeah. public. So it's easy associations. You mix up. Yeah. It's everybody's responsibility, so nobody is accountable, basically.
So too many fathers and nobody willing to own it, in a sense. Yogeshwar ji, sabse badi mushkil, agar aap dekhte hain apni zindagi par wapas mudkar, to sabse badi mushkilat kya thi?
Dekhiye, sabse mushkil mere saath injury ki thi.
Injury.
Mereko बहुत ज्यादा चोटें लगी हैं, ऑपरेशन होने के दो, बैक में प्रॉब्लम है, नेक में प्रॉब्लम है. बस मैं भगवान से ये दुआ करता था कि मेरे को इंजरी ना हो इस टाइम पे. तो भगवान ने इंजरी दी पर साथ में पदक भी दिया, उससे बहुत खुश हूँ मैं.
कभी मतलब फाइनेंशियल मुश्किलात?
नहीं, देखिए अपने देश में इतनी जनसंख्या है, पहले तो आपको दिखना पड़ेगा कि हाँ ये है प्रतिभा और इसको ले लो.
हाँ,
मैं मित्तल चैंपियन ट्रस्ट हूँ, शेल दे रहा है मेरे को, और हरियाणा सरकार ने डीएसपी लगाया है और अभी 1 करोड़ रुपया दे रही है. पहले कॉन्वर्स गेम्स में आए तब भी दिए, पिछले ओलंपिक में क्वार्टर फाइनल तक पहुंचा तब भी दिए. अब तो बस ये है कि जो कुछ करना है अपना एक बड़ा टारगेट बनाना है ओलंपिक वर्ल्ड चैंपियनशिप का. अगर हम ये सोचेंगे बस इंडिया में फर्स्ट आ जाए काफी है, इससे मेडल नहीं आएगा. ये है कि बड़ा टारगेट लेंगे तो 100% मिलेगा हमें.
Fabulous. Let's take another question. We have a question from Prerna.
First, I'd like to congratulate all of you for your awards. I'd like to ask Sushil Kumar a question. He hasn't come from a privileged family. What kept his passion alive? Who gave him the passion?
इनका सवाल है कि आप एक पैसे की फैमिली से नहीं आए, आपके पेरेंट्स को स्ट्रगल करना पड़ा आपको इस मकाम तक लाने के लिए, तो आपने वो हिम्मत कैसे एक तरह से झेली और अपना मोराल कैसे बनाया रखा?
हमेशा यही सोचता रहता था कि पिताजी इतनी मेहनत करते हैं, जो है मम्मी इतनी मेहनत कर रही है. सुबह 3 बजे वो उठते थे, दूध निकालना भैंस का, और फिर वो मेरे लिए तैयार करके मक्खन वगैरह देते थे. तो वो इतनी मेहनत कर रहे हैं तो मेरे को तो डबल करनी चाहिए. तो बस यही सोचता रहता था हमेशा कि वो इतनी मेहनत कर रहे हैं तो मेरे को ज्यादा करनी है और अच्छा करके दिखाना, जो उनके सपने हैं वो पूरा करना.
गगन, व्हाट्स बीन द मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट थिंग फॉर
यू? द मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट थिंग आई थिंक हैज बीन टू फाइंड द राइट काइंड ऑफ support initially. I mean, a lot needs to be done at the grassroots levels. There was a time when I was struggling to get good equipment, and at that point of time my parents, we were also from a very middle class family, and at that point of time my mother and father sold a plot of land for me where we wanted to build a house on and buy a rifle for me, and we stayed in rented accommodation.
So you had to sell land to buy a rifle?
Yeah, and we stayed in rented accommodation for 15 years almost, and the initial struggle is really, really hard, and that needs to change. I think we need to have a solid program in place wherein the talent identification starts right from class 6 or 7 and then go up.
All right, let's take a question from you.
I'm from the state of Manipur where Maricom belongs. My question would be like, first of all, with negligence. Like, even we come all the way from Manipur to study out here in Delhi. So, first of all, we see Northeast people are really neglected. Even Sir has said ki Northeast is the powerhouse of like Indian, like in sports. But why are we still neglected, students?
Okay. Mr. Makan.
Well, as far as the sports ministry is concerned, you'll be very happy to know that we are fully concentrating on Northeast. About 1/3 of our resources which we are spending on sports, 1/3 of that we are spending on Northeast. So there are number of programs which we are taking up just for the Northeast. So as far as the incidents which are like some rumors which are going around, I don't think that many of these rumors are true also. And it's unfortunate whatever is happening. And as I said, we all Indians should realize that we need to protect people from Northeast if we want to be a big sporting nation. So this is something the sooner
and
we
actually,
realize.
Actually, I must say we're guilty in the media too. One of the things I tweeted about Mary Kom when she won is that just for bringing Manipur to the mainstream media and the front page of every newspaper, she deserved a medal. And we have a question here from somebody. Yes.
Media should start covering, you know, players from the grassroots level and who are performing well in the state level as well. You know, so that, you know, they could be brought to limelight so that even they could attract some sponsors or maybe, you know, so something, you know, can be done from media side also.
Absolutely. Well, Ajay.
Sorry, I'm interrupting in between. Since we are discussing about media, what happened soon after I took over, I went to Imphal and Churachandpur where Mary Kom belongs to. And I didn't get even a small coverage in any part of the country. So when we do something for the Northeast, the media should cover that as well as something wrong when it goes.
सुशील जी कभी लगा कि रेसलिंग कभी कवर ही नहीं होती थी, मीडिया में अटेंशन ही नहीं मिलता था?
अब आप लोगों ने बहुत, आपका भी मैं धन्यवाद करना चाहूंगा, अब आप लोगों ने बहुत दिखाया है तो मैं धन्यवाद करना चाहूंगा आप लोगों का।
पर पहले तो नहीं होता था ना ऐसा?
नहीं, आप पहले ये चीज कर देते तो हमारे और मेडल आते।
तो मेरी आपसे भी पूछना चाहूंगी कि कभी लगा कि सबसे बड़ी मुश्किल क्या लगी? और आपने पहले ही बोला कि नो वन यूज टू नोटिस मी व्हेन आई यूज टू गो शॉपिंग, कोई परवाह ही नहीं करता था, आप छोड़ते नहीं है, तो सबसे बड़ी मुश्किल, बिगेस्ट डिफिकल्टी क्या लगी? बिकॉज यू आर अ मदर ऑल्सो, वॉज दैट डिफिकल्ट?
या दैट्स वेल, मैं मां बनने के बाद बहुत डिफिकल्ट
हुआ।
मैं घर में रहती थी बच्चों के साथ, ज्यादा डिफिकल्ट है कैम्प में, ट्रेनिंग में, इसमें ज्यादा अच्छा लगती थी क्योंकि बच्चों संभालना ज्यादा मुश्किल है, गेम संभालना।
बीइंग अ बॉक्सिंग चैंप इज इजियर देन बीइंग द मदर ऑफ टू, ये कह रही है ना आप?
हाँ, यस।
Question on this. I recently heard that you missed your children's birthday for your Olympics match. Yes. And so how did you feel, and what was your children's reaction that you won a bronze for our country?
Every year I was we celebrate our kids' birthday, and the last the birthday I miss. You know, the first fight was on the same birthday on 5th of August. So I'm really miss my kids, and the same day I'm going to fight. I'm really worry about if I'm, you know, the first match was also very much tough.
So you worry about it, but that's life. And as I said, you've had the last word on the working moms debate. Before I take a break, Ajay Makan, I want to start looking in the next segment about what we need to change in our sporting culture. Do we even have one? Are we a country with a sporting culture?
Yes, I think so. The mindset has to be changed. Our parents, first of all, should change their mindset. Instead of asking their children just to study and study and study, they should also ask their children to go out and play.
Yeah.
And when they ask their children to go out and play, then there should be more playgrounds as well. So all such things are interlinked, and now they will look upon them as heroes and they would like to imitate them. So I think this is something which is a springboard. What they have achieved would motivate our youngsters and their parents in years
and in
to
many,
come.
And as we've been saying, it's really, they've started from nothing, from scratch, and come from very difficult situations. We're taking a quick break. We'll take your questions for the minister and our champions right after the break. Coming back in a minute. On We the People, our Olympic champions and our sports minister is taking your questions on what we can do to become a genuinely sporting nation. Before we go back to our panel, let's take some questions from the audience. Go ahead.
My question is actually to everybody, that is there an either or an or for studies and sports? Like, do you have to make a choice ki padhai karni hai ya khel mein jana hai? Because I've never come across a person who has excelled in both the fields.
Aap kya karna chahoge?
जिसमें पहले मिल
जाए। अजय माकन, do you want to take that? My question is, अगर करना भी है चूज तो क्या हुआ? कोई इंजीनियर बन सकता है, कोई रेसलर बन सकता है, कोई बॉक्सर बनता है, कोई शूटर बन सकता है, कोई बैडमिंटन प्लेयर बन सकता है। डू वी हैव टू स्टडी एंड डू वेल इन स्टडिंग?
आई मेड अ स्टेटमेंट द डे गगन नारंग वन हिज ब्रॉन्ज मेडल। आई सेड दैट ऑल आर मेडल विनर्स in Sports Authority of India, we are going to offer them a job of Group A equivalent to IAS officers.
Yeah.
There was a huge debate in the country, and many people questioned my wisdom as to why IAS officer. So I told them the amount of hard work which they put into, you don't even put 1/10 of the hard work which they are putting into.
So
this is the first thing. Secondly, what we have done, the Sports Authority of India has advertised a vacancy of 200 posts for coaches, in which we are asking them, any of the Olympians, the present or the past ones, to come and take up a job of coaching in Group B officers grade. And if they win any of the medals, then they'll be promoted straight away as Group A equivalent to IAS entry level.
So course. What you're saying, Mr. Makan, is this, that you have to provide employment opportunities that exist beyond sports, because that's the security that they need. Otherwise, sabhi ke maa-baap bolenge, bhi padhai karo, aage jaake kya karoge?
And not only this, it should also be linked to promotion. It should also be linked to the nature of job which they do in these organizations. I feel very bad. You'll also see many times in trains, in night trains, people who have represented India in international events, sporting events, they are put into as ticket checkers in the night trains. So these sports persons who are inducted into railways or other public sector undertakings, they should be only used for sports. You should not find anyone serving tea or coffee in train or in some airlines, even if you give them jobs. If you take good care of your athlete, first the promotion also. And promotion also should come without the athlete asking for it. I wouldn't like to take names, but many times it happens, the athlete wins a medal and asks for a promotion.
Like Vijay, to Vijay Kumar. Promotion.
Then only you get, but that too is something much less than what a person deserves. So these two things, if the government sector undertakings or even the private sector also, if they take care of well, then the question which this young girl has asked, I think it's a very valid question. Then why for studies? Just take sports as a career, you achieve something in life and then go ahead.
All right, let's take another question here.
In our country, where your cutoff percentage or just for a graduation goes from 90% to 96%. A parent, you said that parent can also take a step ahead out there. The infrastructure, the grassroots level, that need to be looked at, whether the student can take a sport or a study
as a career. Ajay, yeah.
Well, as far as infrastructure is concerned, I very strongly agree with what you have said, and that at the lowest level, we need infrastructure. Also, simultaneously, now we are in process of setting up of a National Institute of Sports Sciences and Medicine. So what will happen, we need a large number of sports scientists.
You've said there aren't enough coaches. Isn't it true that there's even a shortage of coaches?
Shortage of good qualified coaches.
Coaches, yeah.
So if we are able to provide an avenue for all such who don't make it up to the international level, to just turn away from sports and become a sports nutritionist, that will change the total scenario. Now this National Institute of Sports Sciences and Medicine, which we are going to set up very soon, it will give an avenue for career for any person who can't be a national champion or international champion.
Okay, Sushil ji, kabhi parents se dabav pada ki bhi padhai karo, kyunki wrestling se career nahi ban sakta?
नहीं जी, मेरा परिवार तो पहले ही रेसलिंग में था और उन्होंने तो बस यही दबाव दिया कि आप अच्छी मेहनत करें, अच्छा पहलवान बने बस.
योगेश्वर जी, आपको?
नहीं, जब पता लगा तब तो मैं डूब चुका था कुश्ती में.
गगन, यू?
वेल, आई हैव अ लिटिल डिफरेंट स्टोरी. आई वाज that choice which the question was asked was the toughest choice that I had to make. I was studying in school and then I started shooting. Then I graduated, I went to college. I was still shooting. I used to miss my exams. I used to flunk in exams and go for shooting competitions. Somehow I managed to pass and then went to college. And after college, I had a choice to make. And at that point of time, I just won the Afro-Asian Games in 2003 and going into the Olympics in 2004. So that's the most difficult choice to make, because it was very clear from my parents' side. It was like, you have to do graduation. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult in case you don't succeed in sport. I mean, it's a gamble that every athlete has to play. I mean, he takes the leap, but then after he takes the leap, he's not sure because it's sport. It's nothing is sure. You can be a good shooter or you can't be a good shooter. And the choice has to be made very, very early. By the time you finish graduation, you're almost 20 years old.
So your parents did feel that insecurity, that, you know, at least have a BA degree.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the need of the hour, I think, is to have sports schools wherein sports as well as education is combined.
Gopi, did you feel the pressure? Not as a coach, but as a player yourself.
Yes, I did. My mom was very strict, so I had to study and play as well. Luckily for me, I flunked my engineering entrance exam. Luckily for me.
Otherwise, you would have been an engineer?
I would have been an engineer and I had to stop playing. So, luckily for me, out of 45 marks, I only got 38.
That sounds like a pretty good score, by the way.
No, the marks were for 200.
Okay. Mary, for you, Did you finish what you wanted to study?
Even my family also, they want to put in, you know,
पढ़ाई करो
पढ़ाई करो या नो
पर आपने नहीं
स्पोर्ट्स when I was small, I was very good in sports, every sport, and a good singer also at the time. I sing.
We're going to make you sing later. But पढ़ाई का दबाव हुआ कि पढ़ाई करो, but आपका मन नहीं था ना पढ़ाई में.
Yes.
So, but that is the thing, that there is that parental pressure because parents worry, which is why an employment opportunity is so important. You had a question.
Yeah, I have a question. I've heard that you are going for Fighters League with Shilpa Shetty. Is that true?
Sorry?
Reality TV, I think you're talking. I don't even know what Fighters League is. I thought it's some new championship. Yeah. Okay. आप reality TV star बनने वाली हैं. पहले आपको कोई पहचानता नहीं था और अब आप heroine बनने वाली हैं मेरी. Okay.
You know, I'm not.
You're not decided?
Yeah.
Not decided. All right. Just a question here. You are an aspiring sports person yourself. And what do you play?
I play lawn tennis.
Okay, and what's your question?
We all know that you're very competitive and aggressive in your sports. Do you feel the same aggression in any other areas of your life? And if not, how do you bring up that?
I want to say something that men are never asked this question. And it's very unfair. Sushil se to nahi aapne pucha. But Mary, do you want to answer that?
Men are already, they're meant to be aggressive. So.
Ab ye kisne bola, main bhi bahut aggressive ho sakti hun. Acha, Mary, do you find a lot of focus on your being a woman? For example, we don't ask men about being fathers, but we ask you about being a mother. Thoda unfair lagta hai. Thoda unfair lagta hai.
Thoda.
Okay. सुशील जी, अगर आप स्पोर्ट्स में कुछ बदलना चाहें तो वो क्या होती है?
बदलना तो बस यही है कि आप लोग ज्यादा से ज्यादा स्पोर्ट्स को दिखाएं, क्योंकि ओलंपिक स्पोर्ट्स को आप उसी टाइम दिखाते हैं ज्यादा जब ओलंपिक आते हैं, एशियन गेम्स आते हैं या कॉमनवेल्थ आते हैं. आप ओलंपिक स्पोर्ट्स को ज्यादा दिखाएंगे तो उसमें हमारे और ज्यादा मेडल होंगे.
बिल्कुल आपने ठीक बोला, लेकिन एक गेम जो हम दिखाते हैं जिसका बहुत ज्यादा डिजास्ट्रस परफॉर्मेंस हुआ है, हॉकी.
वेल, हॉकी आई थिंक it's because of a running feud between the hockey bosses, the IHF and Hockey India, that we have reached a situation where we could not win a single match.
But it happened with two sports. Tennis made headlines for all the wrong reasons. Hockey, you're talking about feuding associations. What's this going on? This is politics within sports.
They are two different things. In tennis, it was not the federation, it was the players, the chemistry among the players that didn't match. Here in hockey, it was the running feud between the two federations, and the players are struck like they don't know to which federation to play for.
So how are you going to change this?
Well, it has to be done through the Indian Olympic Association and the Federation of International Hockey. We managed to make both of them come together, sign an agreement, but the FIH and IOA didn't agree to it.
So too much red tape in the management of sports, Ajay Makan?
Whenever the vested interests come, such kind of things do crop up. And that is why we feel that there should be age and tenure norms as far as the office bearers of these federations
now
are
you
concerned.
Have wanted to put an age limit on those who head federations, and your age cap was 70.
Yeah.
70 is too old. Is 70 too old, guys? What should be the age cap? 55.
Well, this age was thoroughly discussed in the cabinet.
Sir, cabinet bhi thodi old hi hai, sir.
So, but
but a genuine point here, you've been struggling with your bill, you're hopeful it'll go through. You had a question.
So we've always been focusing on sports which are already very popular in India, like cricket and sports like basketball. I'm myself a basketball player, and I really don't think we are focusing on a sport which like basketball, which is so much popular amongst the youth nowadays. And
as far as preparation for the next Olympics is concerned, we are thinking to concentrate on fewer number of games, fewer number of sports. We wouldn't like to spread thin. Like this time around for OPEX London, we concentrated on 16 sports. On 13 we competed and we could win 6 medals in four sport disciplines. So what the planning for 2020 is, we should concentrate only on 4-5 disciplines. This is how the sports nations of the world, they also do like this. We can't just concentrate on 10 or 12 different sports and then try and be
example, we may not have been the country that concentrated on shooting or wrestling. This is where our performances
well,
have been.
Yes. We should start from our area of strength, and it has to be scientifically selected, and then gradually we have to move towards it. Basketball, of course, is a popular sport, a team sport which we should promote. But for as far as Olympic is concerned, we would like to concentrate more on such sports which on which we can get more number of medals.
All right. As I start taking last comments, a question here.
As it is well said by a poet, success is counted sweetest by those who never succeed. To comprehend the nectar requires sorest need. So I would like to know if you ever faced any such situation.
Gagan, success and you know, that whole arduous path to it. And, you know, we have somebody here who's a sort of a close friend, like a brother. And do you want to say something to him? Aap kuch kehna chahenge?
ये लोग जितना सेक्रीफाइस करते हैं, जैसे संत जो होते हैं जो हिमालय में जाके बैठते हैं, और वैसे ही ये फैमिली को छोड़ के कैंप में कंटिन्यू 200 दिन 300 दिन रहते हैं और ट्रेनिंग करते हैं. मैरी ने जैसे बर्थडे विश किया अपने बच्चों का, एकदम संत की तरह सिर्फ देश की सेवा के लिए लगे हुए रहते हैं और बहुत लाइफ में स्ट्रगल करते हैं
और
सेक्रीफाइस करना पड़ता
है. गगन, हाउ इज इट, यू नो, डू स्पोर्ट्स पीपल नेवर हैव अ रेगुलर पर्सनल लाइफ?
वेल, दे डू लिटिल बिट, बट yes, a lot of sacrifices and a lot of hard work. And I think an athlete learns more from his failure than his success. When I missed a medal in Beijing,
that really drove you.
That really pulled me down at that point of time. But I had a good support system. A good support system is very important. The struggle and the journey. And when you see so many people happy, and when I see so many people meeting me at the airport, it makes the
makes
journey
it
feel
worth it.
Worthwhile.
Yogeshwar ji kehte hain ki bhai family life nahi bachti. Aapki mother to बिल्कुल शादी कराने में फोकस थी, मेडल से ज्यादा भी मुझे लगता है.
देखिए, मेडल आने के बाद में मम्मी ने एक बार भी नहीं बोला कि तेरी शादी करानी है.
नहीं बोला.
नहीं बोला. और अब बोल रही है कि 2016 में देश के लिए गोल्ड लिया
तो आप शादी भी कर ली.
मेरे ख्याल से मुश्किल है. अच्छा. 2016 पे ध्यान है.
सुशील जी,
फैमिली लाइफ बहुत ही कम रह जाती, मगर मेडल जीतने के बाद बहुत खुशी भी होती है कि हाँ, जो मेहनत कर रहे हैं वो सफल हो रही.
तो अपनी वाइफ को कैसे मनाया आपने इतनी दूर दूर रह के उनसे?
वाइफ बहुत सपोर्ट करती है मेरे को, और वो खुद कुश्ती देखने अब लंदन गई हुई थी, तो बहुत खुश हुई वो मेडल जीता जब.
चलिए, बढ़िया क्वेश्चन है.
Is there any policy we can use to attract the corporate sector in sports, like the way IPL is in cricket? A lot of private people have invested money.
Well, I think these Olympics would be the turning point, because the kind of focus, the attention which non-cricket sports is getting, I think corporate sector is going to come and they are going to pick up the budding athletes now. What happened with Kapil Dev's team winning that Cricket World Cup, the same thing will happen with non-cricket sports, the way they have performed.
Let's so, hope so. If we build
on this. It will be. Because the amount of attention which media is now giving to them, I think more and more corporate private players, they are going
in.
To
come. All right, let's take a question.
Okay. You said that every sports is getting the same light as cricket is getting, but I don't think so, it's happening. What is your role regarding bringing all these sports equivalent to cricket?
As far as the ministry is concerned, the government is concerned, we are not helping cricket in any way. The central government, we do not give any money to the cricket, to BCCI. The only support which we are giving is to non-cricket sports, and particularly the Olympics.
By the way, have you heard that China is going to start playing cricket? I'm not even joking. This is what I read somewhere. Gopi, how tough was it to be a badminton champ in the shadow of cricket?
If you look at it in those terms, if you start comparing, then it becomes very
impossible,
difficult. Impossible. Yeah. But you kind of go into it, and I'm sure all of us have done it, in the sense you go into it and say, whatever the facility is given, I'm going to make it. And that quality is what makes champions. It's not what is given from the outside.
Absolutely. Let's take a question.
Yeah. One thing that we've seen at grassroots level, actually get that culture into the village level as to have the same norms as the Olympics. Also, one more thing is, what we see is, any sport that India excels in, they change the rule. We were winning in hockey, they put AstroTurf on it. We winning in wrestling, they gave us mats and shoes. So, what is the sports federation doing about
it? Can I quickly just first ask Sushil, and then I'll take that to you, Mr. Makan. You were saying that like in the wrestling in the village, competition mein nahi hoti. बड़ा अलग तरीके से होते हैं, वहाँ मिट्टी में करते हैं, वहाँ तो कंपटीशन में अलग होता है.
दरअसल अब बहुत सुविधाएं हमारी बढ़ गई हैं, खेल मंत्रालय है, साई है, तो सब लोगों ने अब जैसे अखाड़े हैं जितने भी, बीजिंग के बाद तो बहुत चेंज हुआ, सभी छोटे छोटे अखाड़ों में भी अब मैट चला गया है, तो सभी जो हमारे छोटे बच्चे हैं, जो जूनियर हैं, वो सभी मैट पे ट्रेनिंग करते हैं, और उसका बहुत बेनिफिट हमें आगे मिलेगा.
अच्छा, आप अपने बच्चों को स्पोर्ट्स पर्सन बनाना चाहेंगे जब कि क्या
करना? बच्चे होंगे जब भी सोचूंगा ना.
Gopi, what about you?
I would love them to play sport.
Yeah?
In all my life, as a player, as a coach, with all the struggles I've had, I think this is life as a sportsman is really being blessed, and I'm really happy to be thanks for.
All right, question.
My question is for you, Mr. Makin. Don't you think that there's too much pressure on the Indian players just because the government wants only success out of them? If the person is not able to do so, we brand him as being as not having caliber.
I mentioned that all our 81 athletes who have qualified, they are all world champions. And today we've also announced cash reward for all those who came from 4th to 12th. They have not won medals, but still we have announced cash rewards for them also. But again, if we are rewarding more these medal winners, in a way we are motivating them, and we are also asking others to imitate them.
But Gagan, do you want to add to that?
When I missed out on Beijing, I was marked as a failure, and that was really difficult to cope up with. But what we need to focus and concentrate on is the journey. We were the ones who could translate our journey and hard work into a medal. But there were so many athletes out there who gave it their best, but couldn't turn their hard work into a medal. And those are the athletes that we need to focus on. Those are the sports that we need to highlight so that they have the hunger and the belly to do well.
Absolutely.
Next time.
All right, last question.
अगर हम एक एरिया के हिसाब से देखें कि अगर एक टाउनशिप को ले या एक स्टेट को भी ले तो हार्डली हमारे पास एक या दो स्टेडियम्स होते हैं तो अगर हम कॉर्पोरेट की बात ना करके ऐसा भी कुछ करें जैसे प्राइम मिनिस्टर रिलीफ फंड है कि एटलीस्ट वो एक स्टेडियम को फंडिंग दे सके
क्योंकि
अडॉप्ट वन प्लेस.
देखिए हम लोगों का देश भर के अंदर 92 स्पोर्ट्स अथॉरिटी ऑफ इंडिया के साइज सेंटर्स हैं. हम लोगों ने 5,000 करोड़ रुपए का पाइका स्कीम हर पंचायत के अंदर एक एक प्ले ग्राउंड बनाने के लिए वो स्कीम भी लॉन्च करी हुई है. लेकिन मेरा ये कहना है कि ये जिम्मेवारी सब लोगों को शेयर करके करना, ये स्पोर्ट्स कल्चर को बढ़ावा देना और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर हर जगह के ऊपर क्रिएट करना केवल एक जने का नहीं, और फिर मीडिया इन सब लोगों को बार बार दिखाए और मोटिवेट करे.
So create
ये सब लोगों को
रोल मॉडल्स बनाइए,
रोल मॉडल्स बनाए और इंस्पिरेशनल स्टोरीज लोगों को मिलकर के करना.
ऑलराइट, वेरी क्विकली,
व्हाट टाइम फ्रेम यू फील दैट we should be giving justification to our 1 billion people as far as medals are concerned.
I'll take one more question.
And what about the sports like fencing and handball or football where India didn't even participate in it?
The kind of infrastructure which we have, the amount of money which we are going to spend in future, we are aiming for 25 medals in 2020. By saying 25 medals, I feel that we'll be in top 10 to 15 countries, sporting countries in the world, and this is something which is achievable, and this is what we are going to achieve with the kind of infrastructure and the kind of plans which we have for the future.
Sushil ji, aapko aakhri word dungi. Aapko lagta hai ki agli bari hum iska double kar sakte hain medals mein?
Bilkul kar sakte hain. Hamare andar bahut talent hai. Humse zyada hard work koi nahi karta hai. Sabse zyada hard work karne wale hum hain. To hum pakka jeet sakte hain aur koshish karte rahenge ki medalon ko badhayein.
Well, extraordinary stories here of inspiration, of courage, of really lives to emulate. And Mary, I'm going to request you to end on a high note, literally, by singing something for us, as we call the curtains on our champs tonight.
Oh my God.
Come on, Mary, right?
Hindi, Lata Mangesh song. What? Oh my God.
Tusse naraz nahi jindagi. हैरान हूँ मैं, हो हैरान हूँ मैं, जीने के लिए सोचा भी नहीं, दर्द संभालने होंगे.
That's it. Thank you, bro. आपने सबने बहुत दर्द देखा, बहुत लड़ाई देखी, लेकिन बहुत जीत भी देखी. अ बिग बिग राउंड ऑफ अप्लॉज अगेन फॉर एवरीबॉडी. थैंक यू सो मच. थैंक यू.